Consultation for Daniel Ray, RAE, July 9, 73. Address as a letter to Dr. Klugas, KLUGAS 629-8145. Dear Dr. Klugas, consultation for Mr. Ray, who has advanced renal failure, likely from diabetic nephropathy hypertension. He has changed providers, used to follow with Dr. Salame, S-A-L-A-M-E-H. He's aware of some kind of kidney problems since he was age 12. He's been diabetic at least 20 years or longer. Apparently, he was born with only one kidney on the right side. Presently, following a diet, weight around 216, says to be eating well, denies vomiting, dysphagia, takes medications for reflux, no abdominal discomfort. There is frequent loose stools without any blood melena, no fever, good urine output without infection, cloudiness of blood, some nocturia but no incontinence. He still has his prostate. Presently, no major edema. Feet are numb. Denies claudication symptoms. Denies ulcers or discolor of the toes. Numbness goes from the feet to the knee. Presently, no chest pain palpitations, syncope. Denies dyspnea. Denies orthopnea PND. No sleep apnea. Denies any skin rash or bruises. No bleeding nose. Minor blood tinge on brushing his teeth. Mild decreased hearing. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, his past medical history. Was born with one kidney. There has been obesity, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, esophageal reflux, diabetes at least for 20 years with retinopathy, neuropathy, he's legally blind from the left side from some kind of trauma as a teenager. There is anxiety, depression. He denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He denies coronary artery disease, arrhythmia, heart murmurs or congestive heart failure, no TIS stroke. Denies active gastrointestinal bleeding. He's not aware of blood transfusion anemia. Not aware of kidney stones or recurrent urinary tract infection. No liver disease, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, there has been prior open renal biopsy done by Dr. Samhan, S-A-M-H-A-N, many years back, probably in the 1970s, and the cataract surgery. Next paragraph, briefly a smoker for 5 years, discontinued many years back. Used to drink beer, liquor, but discontinued a few years back. Reported side effects to a leaf with severe swelling of the lips and a rash. Next paragraph, present medications include Coric, Claritin, Prilosec, Lipitor, Insulin Lentas, and Humalog. Within the last 1 year, given Farxiga. Prior lisinopril discontinued. Prior diuretics, calcium channel blockers discontinued. Excuse me, prior diuretics discontinued, takes sodium bicarbonate. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 68 inches tall, weight 216, blood pressure 176 over 90 on the right side, 178 over 90 on the left. Has decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, good comprehension, no respiratory distress, no gross pallor of the skin or jaundice, has his own teeth, no mucosal abnormalities, no jugular midline, lungs are clear, no consolidation for pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial wrap, overweight of the abdomen, no palpable liver, spleen, or ascites, has psoriasis, upper lower extremities, does have about 2+ edema, no focal deficit, no gangrene, next paragraph, the last chemistries available are from January. At that time, creatinine was 4.27, representing a GFR of 16, potassium at 5, normal sodium, metabolic acidosis of 18, normal calcium, A1C 7.3, no gross anemia, normal platelet count, does have 3+ of protein and 2+ of blood in the urine, no bacteria or white blood cell, prior protein creatinine ratio in the nephrotic range, different times 13, 22, 19, A1C through the last couple of years, 9.4, 10.1, 5.9. Complement levels were normal, C3 and C4. Phosphorus has been around 3.5. Hepatitis C was negative. No monoclonal protein. Does have elevated triglyceride, low HDL. Cholesterol is less than 200. Uric acid at 6.9. Last ferritin available, 148, 16%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, near 5. Next number, likely diabetic nephropathy with nephrotic range proteinuria and probably nephrotic syndrome. Next number, severe hypertension. Next number, anemia. Next number, metabolic acidosis. Next number, last phosphorus in the low side, no replacement, no binders. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, PTH needs to be updated. Next paragraph, a prior CT scan did not show evidence of kidney obstruction or urinary retention. The left kidney is absent. He did have a bladder diverticuli with the presence of a 3-centimeter stone, which presently is not symptomatic, no infection, and no discomfort. There is some dilatation of the right ureter, which has been documented before without evidence of a stone. Incidental enlargement of the spleen. Incidental gallbladder stones. Next paragraph, we have a long discussion about the meaning of advanced renal failure. He needs to start preparing for potential dialysis. We start dialysis based on symptoms. of encephalopathy or uncontrolled volume overload in a person whose GFR is less than 15. We discussed the absence of at-home peritoneal dialysis, at-home hemodialysis, in-center hemodialysis, the need for an AV fistula, the avoidance of catheters with the risk of infection, the need to assess for a renal transplant. Chemistry needs to be done now and in a regular basis so that we can advise for potential treatment of anemia, either iron replacement, EPO, potential phosphorus binders, adjustment of bicarbonate for metabolic acidosis, treatment of secondary hyperparathyroidism, treatment of elevated potassium or abnormalities in nutrition. Blood pressure needs to be better controlled. Presently, on a full dose of Coric, I'm likely going to add a diuretic or a calcium channel blocker once we have the new blood test. Present Farxiga at this level of kidney function usually is not indicated. Also discuss at length with the patient. We will keep you posted and follow closely. End of dictation.